Welcome to Vision Destiny 2021. This is session 12. I'm sharing my journals partway through 2020 just because of the situation and getting a feel for what's going on, what we can do to legislate into this situation as sons of God. So I'm sharing some of the things God's shown me and some of the things I've done together with others as we've begun to work together in union for legislation for protection of the earth in this period of time. And therefore, going forward, what does that mean for us? Is the landscape going to change? Is the world going to be the same? I don't believe so. I hope not. And I hope people will begin to be weaned off their dependence on world systems, whether they be government, education, and any other system that the world has produced, and come back to the simplicity of a relationship with Father God. So I'm sharing, you know, up to June, and this is June 9th, 2020. This was leading up to the Restoration of All Things conference that we did online during June, and I began to focus on legislating for that and governing and around that, as well as engaging in a wider sense with others around what's happening in the earth. And so God started to speak to me a lot about what to do, how to do it. So I'm creating an atmosphere of rest around all that you are and all that you do. And coming up to a conference is really important that we're not stressing over it, but we're in rest. Legislate for the restoration of all to convergence, to create ripples of light, sound, and frequencies of truth, to travel around the world and out into the cosmic dimensions. So some of the things we do can have a wider effect than what we just think when we begin to focus that. The world is being prepared for the shift to a global awakening, the restoration of all things, agenda of love towards all creation. And I believe this is what God's doing, drawing us back to his heart for creation to come together in oneness so that we can begin to outwork his heart and see creation set free. Release that love for creation to stir the hearts and minds of our children from their self-induced stupor. Awake, awake, O sleepers, arise and shine with love's light into the darkness of a creation in bondage to deception. Son, true reality needs to be demonstrated so that the cosmos can awaken from the sleep that it's been subjected to. The lies of religion and the global influences that have suppressed the truth are being rejected, and a new reality is beginning to emerge like a butterfly from its chrysalis. The protests around the world are just the beginning, so keep releasing the ripples of truth to give momentum to the process. The cosmos has been living an elaborate illusion and has kept it blind to its origins and true purpose. The truth is being revealed by the frequency of those sons who carry the oracles of our heart, who are shining love's light. The Restoration of All Things conferences are creating the seedbed of revolution as minds are freed from the programming of religious deception. The lightning bolts of heavenly truth must be able to shock and penetrate the veils of deception that cover minds in the four streams of restoration truth. Each of you is a powerful individual weapon, but together in union you are unstoppable and have exponential power and authority. That's why unity is so important. Agreeing with one another. That's why benches of 3, 7, 12 are keys. This is how heaven functions. It doesn't function on individual. The union of 3 has evolved into 7, and that is just the beginning of what is possible. Where there are unions of 12, there will be acceleration of the awakening and shifts in consciousness that will be a springboard for future shock. Mind quakes of cosmic intensity will change and transform the landscapes of not only spirituality, but of government, economy, science, and many other systems. As the world awakens to a new global reality, unions will be the catalyst for cataclysmic transformations to society's culture, where the sons are governing. The Discovery's House, which is one of the 12 Chancellor's Houses, will release new realities daily as changes like never before will be revolutionizing societies. The Discoveries will not be limited to technology, but will include quantum truth, kingdom truth, heavenly truth, spiritual truth, and dimensional truth. Advancements of truth will cause giant, great leaps forward in the ascension of mankind in its restored mandate and purpose in creation. Creation will begin to act in symbiotic union with the sons of God as it once was. Now it will be beyond anything and everything that has gone before. We don't want to be restored back to what was. We want to be restored back to what God's intention was, what it should be. Changes that took decades will occur in a day as consciousness is awakened to true reality. The quantum lumens will respond to the thoughts of those who know their identity and the heart of the Father to co-create. Son, in this future reality, things will not be made but created from light at a quantum level. All the living grace light beings are waiting for the sons of God to awaken and be revealed in their glory. It's really important that we don't get trapped into, well, how are we going to do things? Are we going to make them? How do we do that? How do we get the resources? All of that is tied to the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. When we begin to expand into the knowledge of the tree of life, we'll begin to see creating things rather than making them is what God has done. Son, release the ripples in this time of convergence to accelerate the awakening and shake the systems that can be shaken. The old wineskins must be shed and cast off for the new to emerge in its beauty and splendor. Arise and shine, awakened and unrestricted to a new reality. Look and see the new vista, the horizon is of a new landscape. You know, sometimes we've got to look to see. Look to see that things are changing, things have changed. I could see reality swirling as living light grace particles waiting to be called into existence. 10th of June. Son, shield the conference from outside influences as you've been shielding the world. There are those who are afraid of the restoration of all things message and will try to disrupt it. So be vigilant, diligent to allow all frequencies of love and truth to go out, but no negative frequencies of division and competition to come in. Son, love keeps no record of wrongs, as they are far from us, as the East is from the West. Ensure that you do the same through the power of unconditional forgiveness. See, some people only forgive when people say sorry. We have to realize that there is power in unconditional forgiveness. Forgiving regardless of whether someone's sorry, changing their mind, just because it's the right thing to do and reflects the heart of God. Love keeps no record of wrongs. All the things that are wrongs are as far as the east from the west, and that means they can never be found. If you think about it, if you walk west, you will never get to the east. You'll just keep walking west. If you walk east, you'll never get to the west because you just keep going out because it's circular. If you walked north, you would end up going north and then you'd have to walk south. But it isn't the same with east and west, and it's the same with how God treats the record of our wrongs. They're never to be found. Love that demands is not love, just as forgiveness that demands is not true forgiveness. Forgiveness is at the very heart of I am that I am, as it's all about being one with those who offended you. Forgiveness flows from the desire for unity and commands a blessing. It is the heart of the new covenant. And when we're doing something new or when we're breaking new ground, there's always going to be those who create opposition. Let's make sure our hearts towards them are honoring, respectful, and with blessing and forgiveness. New creation sons who have nothing held against them are those who freely give what they have freely received by building nothing against anyone. Now, it's so important that we remember that what God has done for us. And if you do not think that there is nothing held against you, you won't be able to freely give that to others. So it's really important that we realize that God's unconditional love, his amazing grace and mercy are poured out upon us lavishly. Therefore, there is nothing held against us. Therefore, there's no need for us to hold anything against anyone else. Son, unconditional love has no choice. It cannot ever be anything other than what it is, as it is 100% pure with no mixture, no contamination, unadulterated, untainted, uncorrupted, unpolluted, with no inconsistency and no shadow of turning. Now, that is a statement. That is what the heart of God is towards us. Unconditional love is totally consistent. It has always been the same and always will be the same, faithful and true. Unconditional love is overwhelming and can never be escaped or separated from. Unconditional love is light, pure, bright, shining, and hot with passion and burning desire for the blessing of its object. Unconditional love is a consuming fire that will refine, purify everything in its way, destroying nothing but transforming everything. Unconditional love is the essence of the restoration of all things, as restoration is its inevitable consequence. Unconditional love expresses itself as limitless grace and mercy, overflowing with joy and peace, and always leads to rest. Unconditional love is deeply compassionate and is moved to heal, reconcile, resurrect, redeem, restore, and renew all that it touches. Unconditional love is kind, patient, gentle, tolerant, enduring, and always good, overflowing in loving kindness. We need to receive that so that we can release that. Unconditional love is the living essence of light that is the frequency vibrating as grace within the fabric of all creation. Unconditional love is the building block energy of all matter and the relational glue that holds all things in existence. Unconditional love is our and your glory, the weight and essence of being. I am that I am is unconditional love, light, fire, and the spirit of life and existence. Son, the sons of God, revealed as light, the light of the world, are to be ambassadors and emissaries of unconditional love to all creation. Unconditional love is the only thing that can set creation free from its bondage to corruption. So arise, shine with love's light. The 11th of June 2020, I engaged with the chamber of creation and immediately began to pulsate, groan to the rhythm of the Father's heart for creation. It felt like I was vibrating but contracting in picking up energy and expanding out over and over again. I began to groan, my mind and my voice in agreement with the frequency. It became deeper and louder. I became totally unaware of my body. In a trance-like state, I saw the quantum lumens dancing to the rhythm of the groan, swaying like a moving ribbon of light particles. It's a beautiful, amazing place. This became more intense, my thoughts and my whole being entwined in the sound and light. It felt like it was moving, being conducted, and I was moving with it. I then focused my thoughts and the frequency of my being with each of us in union on releasing the light into the earth shield and into the areas where there was an absence of light. Now, since I've been engaging with a bench of seven globally, we've made a commitment to engage with each other every day in the spirit. And we meet once a week, but in the spirit, we're engaging every day. So our hearts are entwined, our spirit to spirit are engaging. And sometimes what I do is on behalf of that. And so sometimes I use us to talk about that union. But you could take it wider afield to all of those who come together with one heart, one mind, and one purpose within what God's kingdom and within sonship. The quantum lumens moving as one living being began to stream out of the chamber through the portal, energized by the sound we were producing. I saw and felt the living light focused and streaming with purpose, connecting and energizing, synchronizing with other suns around the world. I saw Enoch and Limitless together in agreement with us, in union with us, directing the sound and the light. The Father's heart expressed through us in a union of living sound and light is awakening people to the new reality that we, in union with each other and with others, are creating. Union is so amazing because it brings covenant. And covenant brings blessing. The Father began to speak to me of love, unconditional love, in regards to this global awakening of consciousness. I went into the dark cloud, the cloak of mystery, and engaged with the restored angels of union, covenant, peacemaker, family, hope, and protector. I shared our heart with them about shielding, protecting the earth as we steward this revolution. I asked them to help us weaken the systems of global influence. to remove the cabals controlling the economy, banking systems, oil industry, pharma corporations, the arms dealers, by drawing more of their kind to restoration. I asked them to help destabilize the system so this awakening could gain momentum by inspiring counterculture through the genuine protests. They agreed, and together in union we began to release a ripple of frequency into the spiritual realms. It felt like we were getting the attention of the orders of fallen angels responsible for division, conflict, competition, tribalism, and some of them began to lose their focus. The frequency began to draw them towards the dark cloud and away from their activities in the earth so that the awakening could accelerate. The living light streams began to illuminate the areas of darkness with revelation, truth, enlightening people to the possibilities of change. When darkness or an absence of light, a void is, it's so difficult for people to move out of normalcy. They're stuck thinking things will always be the same. And in reality, change is not possible. But with God, all things are possible. And when we begin to release the light of revelation and truth, possibilities for change begins to engage people's minds. Hope is restored. It felt like this enlightenment was going to become the seedbed for the future, to usher in this global golden age, a new renaissance. And I think this is going to go beyond, because it's not going to be a renaissance of what we can do ourselves, but it's going to be a renaissance of sonship from an eternal perspective. 15th of June, 2020. Son, come walk with me. Father took me out into the cosmos, and I could discern something that I had seen before, the same voids that were around the atmosphere of the earth, and I felt them in areas of the cosmos. They were in many of the galaxies that we visited, hidden portals only discernible by the absence of light. I knew how to penetrate those shielded voids, as I'd done that before by changing the vibrational frequency of my being. The Father stopped the whistle-top tour of the universe at a particular constellation, Pleiades, and we entered the void. Within it, there was a portal that was energized and very active with beings coming and going. That's the Pleiades constellation, and anyone who's interested in that, you can look at different things within it. But these constellations were supposed to be operating in light, and angels, light beings with us, would be portal guardians of the portals. But some of those constellations, the light has been removed and there are voids. I asked the Father who they were and what they were doing. These are who you are shielding the earth from, and this is a junction point between dimensions that connects many places. I started to think about what I was supposed to do, and the Father interrupted my musings by revealing his heart for those here and all the dimensions that they represented. Now, sometimes, you know, you just don't know what to do, and you start drawing on or trying to think of what can I do. And actually, what we need to do is engage with what the Father wants to do. And that really changes how you begin to focus, because you don't have to know everything to engage these things. You just have to be connected with the truth. His thoughts were far from my thoughts, so I just focused on him and my mind went back to the chamber of creation. I began to resonate with the Father's heart and I started to pulse and move. Now remember, you can be in multiple places at the same time. You do not have to just be in one place, because we're multidimensional beings and our spirit can be in multiple places. So I was standing there in that void with the Father, but I was also now connected to the chamber of creation, and I began to resonate with the Father's heart. I started to pulse and move in harmony. Then the lumens that were hidden within the void and within me began to illuminate that place. Now, this is really important to see. Quantum entanglement means that what happens in one place can instantly be connected to what happens in another place, which is why these places are connected. The cradle of life, the sound of many waters, the waterfall, the chamber of creation, all these things can be connected in a quantumly entangled way. So when one thing happens, three things happen, and then when three things happen, things begin to open up. that absence suddenly became filled with light and love energy that took all those beings by surprise and got their attention. So what I was doing was focusing the light energy from the chamber of creation into that void through me and through the light that's in me and from the light which was hidden within that as the smallest particles of existence. That absence suddenly became filled with light and love energy that took all those beings by surprise and got their attention. I was aware that I was supposed to do something, but I hesitated and reached out to the Father with my mind. Now, if you're unclear, just keep engaging the Father. Inspired and energized, I began to attract the quantum lumens who streamed towards me and joined with those from within me and surrounded me as if creating a luminescent field around me. Now, I had no idea that I was going to do that, but that's what happened. I was moving in unison with creative light and was one heart and mind with them. I thought and spoke, and instantly, through a quantum entangled connection, they moved and created a new reality where love's light filled that void. It was like I was conducting or orchestrating a message of hope for the restoration that was dancing like an amazing cosmic light show, communicating the Father's desire in a way that was far beyond anything I had felt or experienced before. Things were coming together. Things I'd learned one by one were now functioning together in union. One by one, the being started moving towards the light that was encompassing me, and I became aware that the Father was hidden from my sight. For a brief moment, I felt apprehensive, but then I felt the Father's comforting presence within me. Sometimes the Father withdraws so that we can function, but never withdraws from us. I released the call for the restoration, and the lumen shone brightly, and love's light and the whole atmosphere in that void changed. I continued to release the love frequencies of the oracles of the Father's heart. I expanded my being until it encompassed the whole void. I called to them, revealing the truth of their deception and their true origin within the Father's creative purpose. The beings began to respond, and I felt them communicating their confusion at first, but then one by one, their decisions to be restored back into creation according to the Father's desire. So I began to feel them make a decision. They wanted restoration. And they do when they experience it. It's just so often there's such darkness, such absence of light, such deception, such delusion that they can't experience it. And it takes a huge effort sometimes to do it. I watched as the lumen streamed towards them and burst from within them to join in a joyfully jubilant celebration that sent ripples into the dimensions that were connected. Remember that these beings may be an absence of light, but hidden within their being, there is the quantum lumens waiting to respond to a restored sonship. Again, I felt overwhelmed by the experience and did not know what to do when the Father's comforting voice reassured me as he said, "Come, your part is over, just keep them in your heart." The revolution has progressed today, and this will have created the seedbed for great change, so the Father said. "Son, this is a lesson for you. You were thinking warfare and disruption, and I was thinking peace and joy." Because that's what we're conditioned to by the spiritual warfare, and these are the enemy. They're against us. We must fight them. Well, the reality, that's not going to overcome them. That's just going to reaffirm what they already feel, that we are against them. So we must come in the opposite spirit. And I was, again, tempted to fall back on what I had been brought up with or what I'd been conditioned to. And the Father had to remind me of his heart. Rebuilding and restoration will never be facilitated by warfare. Only through coming in the opposite spirit will change begin. 16th of June. "Son, rest in love's embrace. Let me draw you closer, take you deeper, and lift you higher. We desire that you enter into another level of oneness where you can be in unison like never before." Now that's a pretty amazing invitation. "Son, you have stood within the perichoresis and heard our conversation. You have been with us on the dance floor, entwined with us within you. You have been within creation in harmony and heard the music of the spheres, the symphony of life." Now, sometimes God has to remind you to put things together. Because sometimes things can seem disconnected experiences when they were not. They were all designed to bring together something into a union. Now come into oneness where you are, you within us and us within you. I immediately felt my frequency change and became aware that my essence is light and spirit, and I was at a new state of being. I was within I am, and I am was within me, but now I was just being only aware of oneness, connected and immanent and disconnected and transcendent, inside and outside, within and without, enveloped and enveloping, simultaneously being. And the Father is, and God, Father, Son, and Spirit, that amazing perichoresis, is both transcendent and within the eternal now, and yet immanent within us, within every moment, within every quanta, and connected. And I was beginning just to see that I could also be the same, living from the eternal now, but connected to every moment. Son B, and as soon as I heard and felt those words, I was in a different state of consciousness, facilitating between knowing everything and nothing, between being everywhere and being nowhere. It was quite an experience, because this was moment by moment, which just showed me the difference between transcendence and immanence. Son, you're feeling within us and feeling that we are within you. You are within creation and creation is within you. Son, to choose realities, you must be within realities, being those realities and those realities being you. See, we can't just think, oh, well, I'm nice. I'm going to create a nice reality. It's got to be something which is totally within the fabric of us, that is created, that is brooded, that is built within us, that then those realities are the only reality which we believe in. Not huge possibilities of probabilities, but actually, no, those realities are what we totally live and move and exist in. And then light responds to that. Son, fatherhood is a different state of consciousness than sonship, where you are creator and not created. Son, just as you've learned to feel being within us and us being within you, now you will have to learn to be within what you create and that creation be within you. And this is looking forward, I think. You have chosen realities creatively, but from what you already know. But you will have to learn to create realities that have not yet existed. Son, this is just a glimpse of the future. You still need to mature in oneness as a son, but to be an ascended father is a whole new state of being. Son, you will continue to experience different levels of consciousness that prepare you for being. You will not understand or be able to explain what you will experience, but that's how it's meant to be. Just enter deeper states of rest and be. 17th of June. Son, rest in the truth that you know by experience, filled and overflowing with love, joy, and peace. Activate your energy centers to balance your spirit, soul, and body into oneness with our I am-ness. To live loved, love living, live loving is to be spiritually and emotionally balanced at rest within I am that I am, so you can be in the constant knowledge of I am that I am is within you. Son, live in the heavenly atmosphere of rest on earth as a gateway of heaven where the rivers of living water are activated and energized and limitless within you. Son, come walk with me. We walked in the Father's garden amongst all its great beauty, a feast for the eyes, activating all the senses with wonder and awe. And I love the Father's garden. It's the place I learnt first just to be in. The Father reminded me of the limitless possibilities that exist in this place of absolute rest, and my mind, although totally at peace, was filled with creative potential. Son, this is the place that is connected to the chamber of creation. This is where we brood over creation. This is where creative realities are formed in rest, inspired by the beauty of possibility. Our dreams become substance, and the chamber of creation amplifies our frequency, and the lumens dance to our thoughts with creative energy. Son, this is not just my garden, but is the cradle of all that there is and all that there will be. That is why we invite all our children to be at rest here, and the treasure chest of our thoughts is here within the pool of deep intimacy. where the waterfalls are cascading down in that pool, that's where I first found the treasure chest of the thoughts of God. Son, that is why the Golden Mountain and Metatron are here. This is the garden of our heart, the birthing place of our precepts. You have been drawn here all your life, looking for this place of being that inspires the reality of who you are. Now that you know the secrets of the chamber of creation, brood here in the rest of I am and release your being. In that instant, my being became a creative force capable of infinite creativity, anchored within the precepts of the Creator, made in their image and likeness, spirit from spirit, light from light, love from love, and fire from fire. I began to see what would emerge from the Restoration of All Things 2 conference, which was going to take place the next day. A generation inspired by hope for restoration, establishing embassies of heaven, love, joy, and peace all over the earth. As I brooded over what I saw, the chamber of creation resonated, pulsating with my creative thoughts, and the lumens were dancing to the tune of what my heart had released. I saw light streaming from the portal into creation, creating a new reality, birthed from rest, inspired by my Father, but created by my being. All other possibilities ceased to be when the quantum lumens activated creation, and this reality is established and has been called forth. And again, this is something which I believe God wants to teach us all to do, to be creative, made in his image. Son, now you know, and your knowing will inspire a generation of sons to become mature in their true identity as creative beings, at rest as they begin to father the future. I felt pure joy and elation, resting in the true knowledge that I am, that I am, within I am, that I am, which is pretty amazing. And again, I just want to finish with the encouragement to not get distracted by all of the things that are going on around the world and have been going on around the world. And sometimes it's so difficult with all the conspiracies and the Facebook things that are going on and all the stuff about knowledge. And I mean, there's so much to distract. This is the time to draw into the heart of God, to find his creative heart, and to be sons who begin to manifest that into creation. Let's see that we're in this great shift, this great opportunity for change, that we can change, that we can be changed. From that place, everything streams out, which is why I've chosen this background and lightened it up so that you can see that from that point, within the brooding of the Father's heart, within that place of brooding, everything streams out in light. The government of God bringing creation into being, bringing restoration. So often we get distracted by day-to-day things. Let's seek first the kingdom, his righteousness. Let our relationship with him enable us to do everything we're called to do, to fulfill our destiny, not through striving with the knowledge of the tree of the good of evil or seeking for our own understanding, but just engaging with the precepts and statutes and laws of the Father's heart and being those who create, who brood, who resonate, who activate as the sound of many waters to engage the cradle of life, to begin to see restoration take place. I know that I'm a forerunner of these things, but I know that I'm here to inspire others to pursue their destiny, to really be transformed, to have your minds expanded, your consciousness expanded, so you will believe the reality of who you are and begin to fulfill the amazing destiny that you have as creative sons to become an ascended father. So I encourage you to engage that intimacy with I am that I am. And I'm just going to go into a short activation just to give you an opportunity just to begin to engage. So I encourage you just to close your eyes, begin to slow down your breathing, just begin to focus on breathing in and out the name of God. Yod, Hey, Vav, Hey. Very, very slowly. Breathe in deeply. Just hold that breath. If you breathed in, Hey, and then breathe out, Yod. And breathe in, Hey. and breathe out. And breathe in. And breathe out. Yod. And just come into tune with the rhythm of the very breath of life. That you can breathe out that which you breathed in. That as you breathe in and become an oracle of the Father's heart, a royal priest, carrying the oracles of the Father's heart, then legislative, you breathe out life. You speak life into being. Just slow down your thinking. Come to that place of rest. Let love, joy, and peace fill you, surround you, flow through you. Resting in that place of intimacy with the Father's heart. Just begin to engage with I am. That I am, and I am is love. Just let that love be still and know that I am love. Be still and know that I am love. Be still and know that I am love. Be. Be still and know that I am love. Be still and know that I am joy. Be still and know that I am joy. Be still and know that I am joy. Be. Be still and know that I am joy. Be still and know that I am peace. 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 Live loved. Love living. Live loving. Rest. 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 I am that I am, and I am is love. I am love, and love is I am. Love is who I am, and love is the motive of every desire, thought, and action. I am that I am, and I change not. I have always been, and always will be, love. As love is an eternal constant. Just be filled with love. Let the frequency of love envelop you. Let that frequency of love energize you. Vibrate, resonate with love. Unconditional love, feel it. Sense it. Experience that frequency. That amazing frequency of love. Let it activate the light of love within you. Live loved. Love living. Live loving. Rest in the oracles of the Father's heart. Passion, burning desire, intense joy, deep compassion, overwhelming love, union and blessing, union and blessing. You are an oracle of the Father's heart. Just radiate His unconditional love. emanate that amazing joy and live at peace, resting in I am that I am.